This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Andy Gresh is our buddy from PRO in Providence and CBS Sports Radio. You hear him on the weekends on the network, and you hear him on the bench a lot. How you doing, Andy?
I'm great, Pharrell. How are you, brother?
I'm cool, dude. So let's start with, I want to go through a litany of things with you. The Celtics' performance so far in the series of the Pacers. Now they go to Indy, and then so my question is: Kyrie Irving had, you know, I thought really good games, 37 in Game Two, lighting it up. How long before he's talking about his depression and wanting to kill himself and leave Boston by tomorrow? What do you think?
Yeah, Pharrell, the guy is nauseating at times, and there were a lot of people today that were really squawking about, boy, this shows he can lead the Celtics. There's a couple of things to remember. Number one, Marcus Smart is hurt. So it's one less guy that Brad Stevens has to find time for. You put Smart back in the lineup, and then guys go down the pecking order, and then you get guys sitting on the bench with poo-poo face because they're not getting their playing time. Number two, Indiana is not very good. I mean, let's just be real. No Victor Oladipo. I mean, they blew a 10-point lead and lost by eight. Pharrell scored 12 points in the fourth quarter. So Indiana had a great first half, and then the real Pacers showed up, and everybody is just kissing Kyrie's ring. He had a great night. He's a great player. His hand is stamped. He's already done it in the finals. So we have a level of expectation that the guy's going to be good, but this group doesn't mix. Period, end of story. And if somehow, some way they pull it together for 20 games, they might be able to win it all. But I just have no faith they're going to be able to do so.
So here's the deal, Andy. Your boy Carver High, legend, he has been going on record as saying that the Celtics will annihilate everyone. And that the easiest of those pickings will be the Bucks, basically, is in not so many words. In Spanish, he said that he thinks they'll beat the Bucks. And therefore, what happened was now, apparently, what he's telling me tonight is thousands of people, and like literally the entire city of Milwaukee today wants him dead. Like, he went on the air, we're on there, and he went on the air and said they basically suck and they're going to get rolled by the Celtics. And now all these people want Carver High dead. And because I am his boy, I think they want me dead too, because I know him, so I'm cool with that. We'll fight you. And then what do you think of that? What do you think of Carver High standing up for the Celtics against an entire city of people that want him dead?
Well, that is Carver High's way, number one. And, you know, I ran into him at the Big East tournament, and I could sense that there was impending danger because that's just how Carver High rolls. But look, here's the thing with Milwaukee. They got a great player. Giannis is fantastic. You may not be able to slow him down. But can the Bucks 1-5 match up with the Celtics? Like, I could see a scenario where Carver High is right and the Celtics do beat the Bucks, but then turn around and lose to Toronto in the Eastern Conference Final. Guys, I just think, because it's happened so much this year, I don't know if everybody's going to be able to put the egos aside. If they do, they can make a run. They haven't been able to this year, and I have no reason to believe that that's going to go away, especially if Kyrie has nights like he had, which they need to win. However, there's going to be resentment from the youth on that roster.
The great Andy Gresh is back on the bench. Let's go to phase two, the Bruins. I bet on him in Toronto in game four. I went to the window on the Bruins and hit that bet. I'm very excited about it. I actually think they took control of that game and I end the series now that they go home for game five. If they play like they did in Toronto and win game five, do you feel they'll finish off Toronto?
Yeah, I do, Pharrell. And I think it might be seven, because that's how these two teams play each other. You can look, I mean, these are four very different games when you break them down. And Pharrell, I thought last night, look, if Pastrnak and Marchand are going to bring it the way they did and elevate that first line, then they may end up winning in six, because they are that good. I think the Bruins' depth is coming back. What was it? Jakobsen, I think it is. He ended up coming back, and they're waiting on Sean Corrali. I mean, they're getting troops. They play disciplined. They seem to mesh well with this Bruce Cassidy as well. This guy was down in Providence for a while, and people in the hockey world knew who he was, but us around here, we were like, okay, that guy coached in Providence. Oh, I guess that's what you do. You move up. But he coached a lot of these guys, and the veterans have really taken to him. Pharrell, I love this team, and I'll tell you what, Columbus did God's work, because I don't know about you. I don't know if you've thought about it. Would you make the Bruins a favorite in a series against Columbus next round, even though they were white hot and completely embarrassed him?
I got to tell you, I think that I would take the Bruins in the series based on I really think they're four lines deep. And, I just think they can really move the puck and score goals. And, yep. and they fire shots, and I like the way they play. The difference being is that Columbus, that 1-2-2 trap, literally ruined Tampa. So if they can't solve through the neutral zone that problem, then they'll be in trouble. But I think they're good enough to beat Columbus. I do believe they're better than Columbus. And then God only knows what will happen on the other half of the Eastern Conference with whatever. But I think Boston will get through. I really do. That's just me, though. Let me ask you about the Red Sox problems. Everyone wants to say it's on Mookie Betts. But then there's guys like Chris Sale who've just been disastrous. What is going on with the world champion Red Sox?
It's amazing how terrible they are, and I think it's cumulative. Look, the starters had a terrible run on the road. First 10 games of the year, they were hot garbage, and you're right. Sale, there's something wrong with him. When he says he can't figure it out, that's really bothersome. Yes, the lineup is down, but come on. I mean, you're throwing Mookie Betts out with the bay. You know, it's like throwing out the baby with the bathwater. What are you kidding me? He'll turn it around and get his numbers by the end of the year. The problem is there are other guys around him that are slumping. Benintendi's been out. Carver High could hit more than Jackie Bradley right now, whose OPS is less than the weight of Carver High. Let's put it that way. He's terrible at the plate, and the Red Sox just suck with this guy, Pharrell, in part because they made bad decisions. They still have like four more years to pay Dustin Pedroia, and that guy got hurt and went back on the injured list again. So because you're spending money there, you got to keep Eduardo Nunez at like $5 million. And then they got these turds in the bullpen that we know nothing about because the team's been so bad, you don't even know if you have a closer. You don't know if you have a bullpen. It's a freaking mess right now, and they're all preaching consistency and we'll turn it around and it'll be okay. They don't have the horses like they did last year, and it's more than just not having Craig Kimbrel.
So let me ask you this. Pedroia is injured again, the knee problems, blah, blah, blah. Do you feel, because he's a legend there, he really is like one of the all-time greats that they absolutely adore. Now, I'm sure people are very frustrated that he hasn't played in like basically a year and a half or something, but do you think he's finished?
Yeah, I do. He'll never be the MVP level that he was whenever he won that out of nowhere. Here's what he is, Pharrell. He's Scrappy-Doo, and that's great, and it's a good cartoon. But at the end of the day, he just doesn't win, and that's where he's at right now. He was Scrappy-Doo to begin with, and he found a way to win. And now, if he's not healthy, the guy's not going to be able to give it to you anymore. And I want to say it's like four more years at $13 million. Ben Cherington, that was one of the gifts he left behind in the organization. I don't dislike Petey. I think he's a little overhyped. If you really look at the numbers, a couple good years in there, but because he was viewed as an overachiever, people loved his numbers and thought he was great every year. But at the end of the day, Pharrell, that's just going to be a guy sitting at the end of the bench. You're paying a lot of money, and you better hope he can teach other people how to play the game.
Andy Gress with us. Lastly, the Patriots schedule, and obviously they're already favorites with the Chiefs for the Super Bowl, and they beat the Chiefs by 6 in that overtime game in Arrowhead. Another Super Bowl run for certain for the Patriots. No Gronk. What do you think?
Pharrell, I listen to you almost every night, and I hear you joking all the time about it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what happens with the Patriots. It doesn't matter if someone gets hurt or goes
right
down. Because Belichick is going to find a way, and there is a part of me that thinks he's going to figure it out. But what worries me the most is not so much the players, because Belichick will either coach people up to get him where he needs them to be, or he'll find some diamonds in the rough. He doesn't have a bunch of coaches around him, other than Josh McDaniels and maybe one other guy on offense, who've really been around for a while. Their defensive staff is still a mess. And who's going to – Bill Belichick is not against pushback if you know what you're doing and he has your respect. And I think for a while – he had guys in those rooms, even underneath, like a Matt Patricia, who could speak up and feel comfortable doing so. When you don't have that, do you run the risk of getting stale? That's where hopefully Tom Brady's input can come into play. But, they'll figure it out. And the worst-case scenario is they're going to go to the AFC title game. And if it's at home, they've always got a shot.
They always win and go to the Super Bowl. That's what they do. Andy, great stuff. Thanks for coming on the bench, brother. I'll check you out.
Anytime, Pharrell. See ya.
All right, Andy Gresh of CBS Sports Radio and WPRO in Providence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.